What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the week, our first time for the week, to look at some of the local news stories here in Panama. Remembering the birth of the Civilist Crusade 37 years ago, the Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, highlights that the country requires actions that are aimed at strengthening democracy, institutions, and that the law is the same for all. In his weekly letter to the country, the CCIAP, one of the leading unions against the military dictatorship, highlighted that as a nation we must fight to strengthen the institutions. It is also emphasized that democracy requires strong, transparent and independent institutions for its proper functioning. Furthermore, the rule of law must be ensured within these frameworks that the law prevails and that it is applied to everyone without exception. Almost four decades ago, the Civilist Crusade was born in order to achieve justice, democracy and freedom, fundamental rights that had been taken from us for more than 20 years. Today, one of its leaders, José Raúl Mulino, is the elected president of Panama, and starting on the 1st of July, he will have the opportunity to transcend and lay the foundations for Panama to move forward together towards sustainable and equitable development as a nation, is reflected in their message. The business union, in order to remember this Sunday, the 9th of June, the 37th anniversary of the beginning of the Civilist Crusade, calls for unity without preconditions, with the firm purpose of working without rest to undertake a new cycle where, through public policies, the social, economic and political progress of the country can be promoted. And José Raúl Mulino, president-elect, has just announced the names that will be in charge of the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, together with the designated minister, Lucy Molinar. These are Agnes Chacón de Cotis as academic vice minister and Roberto Saviano Shin as administrative vice minister. Now, according to the statement from Molino's team, De Leon has a degree in faith education, a degree obtained at the Santa Maria La Antigua Catholic University, and she's also a secondary school teacher with a specialization in ethical studies at USMA. She was also an educational supervisor at the regional level and national director of education. On the other hand, Saviano is an engineering technician with a specialization in programming and systems analysis and a graduate in programming technology, together with systems analysis from the Technological University of Panama. In his professional career, Saviano has held the position of external IT consultant in the following companies: Interamericano de Finanzas y Seguros, Seguros Suramericano, SA, Worldwide Medical, and Aseguradora del Istmo. The second electoral court rejected as inadmissible the challenge against elected representatives of the 13-4 circuit in La Chorrera. This is in West Panama. This was filed by the former candidate for deputy for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Elisa Montenegro. Now, according to Gilberto Cruz, a lawyer from Montenegro, the annulment of the elections in that electoral circuit was requested due to an alleged altered minutes, in which they said that some tables opened at 6 a.m. and closed at 11 p.m., which is outside the schedules permitted by the Tribunal Electoral. Montenegro, who is currently a representative of the Barrio Balboa district, was requesting a review and a new election in 40 of the 60 tables in that electoral circuit, according to what his lawyer indicated a few weeks ago to La Prensa. So far, it's not known whether the Montenegrin team will appeal the decision. In the 13-4 circuit, Yutziada Marin and current representative Lilia Batista were elected, both for the Realizing Goals Party and Patsy Lee for the Popular Party. With this, there would be six challenges for deputy that are rejected just 22 days after the installation of the National Assembly for the next 5 years. We're still waiting for the ruling on the lawsuits filed by Alejandro Perez in the 8-4 circuit and Zula Rodriguez in Circuit 8-2, San Miguelito. José Ruilova Pineda, who was a candidate for deputy for the Circuit 8-2 for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, appealed the resolution that did not admit his challenge against the election of the deputies of the Vamos coalition in a district of San Miguelito, province of Panama. The colleague and candidate for deputy, José Ruliova, in the exercise of his right, presents an appeal against the resolution of non-admission of his challenge to the process and count in the 8-2 circuit elections. He reported on his X account. Last Friday, the 7th of June, it was reported that the Second Electoral Court rejected the challenge presented by the former candidate for the PRD deputy and nephew of Deputy Raul Pineda against 29 of the 524 minutes of the elections in Circuit 8-2 in San Miguelito. Now it will be up to the full Electoral Court to decide whether the challenge is admitted or the decision of the Second Electoral Court is upheld. Ruliova Pineda challenged 29 of those 524 minutes of the 8-2 circuit. Now, this is a lawsuit that would directly affect the four seats of the Vamos coalition. Those affected were Eduardo Gaitán, Luis Duque, Alexandra Brenes, and Yaralesis Rodriguez. Raul Pineda of the PRD and Luis Eduardo Camacho realizing goals and Luis Odomar Ortega realizing goals were also elected in this circuit. In the last day or so, 1,541 packages of drugs were seized in operations carried out by security agents together with public ministry personnel throughout the country. In turn, 178 arrests were made, of which 106 were by trade, 498 for administrative offences, 64 for flagrante delicto, 3 for drug trafficking and 7 for micro-trafficking. In 22 raids, 4 firearms were found, 18 rounds of ammunition, $1,486 in cash was seized, a vehicle was recovered and a boat was seized. Additionally, 1,478 foreigners were processed. On the other hand, the units of the National Directorate of Transit Operations issued 2,414 tickets for violation of traffic regulations. Of these, 339 were for speeding, 31 for proven drunkenness and 20 for improper lights. The Ministry of Health, MINSA, has launched a call for the assignment of a registry of training providers in medicinal cannabis and its derivatives. This initiative is part of the National Programme for the Study and Medicinal Use of Cannabis and its Derivatives, with the aim of regulating and professionalising training in an area of growing medical importance. We got first base availability. That's up until Tuesday, the 11th of June. Place of collection, headquarters of the General Directorate of Public Health of the MINSA, and deadline to submit applications, 17th of June at 4 p.m. Now, proposals must be submitted in accordance with the basis for the selection of companies interested in obtaining registration of training providers in medicinal cannabis and its derivatives. These bases have been prepared following the requirements and procedures established in Law 242 of October the 13th of 2021 and Executive Decree number 121 of September the 1st of 2022, the Ministry of Health reported. The bases will be available at the main headquarters of the General Directorate of Public Health in the entity through NUCAM, and can be consulted on the next business day of the last publication of this call notice. Now, the standards to be met. The Registry of Training Providers seeks to ensure that companies interested in providing training on the medicinal use of cannabis and its derivatives comply with established quality standards and legal requirements. This is crucial to ensure that health professionals receive adequate and up-to-date training, thus contributing to the safety and effectiveness of the medicinal use of cannabis. The Ministry of Health invites all interested companies that meet the requirements to participate in the call, contributing to the development and professionalisation of the medical use of cannabis in Panama. Due to prevention and maintenance work, the Laguna Alta Water Treatment Plant in Arihan, West Panama, will suspend operations today, Monday, and this was announced by the Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers in a statement. These tasks will begin from 8 a.m. today and continue till 8 p.m., and consists of replacing two macrometers at the plant and correcting failures in the drinking water network. Consequently, the water supply will be affected in Nuevo Emperador, Santa Clara, Chapala, Nuevo Chorio, Juvia de Oro, Princesa Mia, Burunga, Cerro Silvestre, Caceres, Vista Alegre, La Alameda, and El Clavel. The institution recommends that clients take the necessary supply measures so that their daily activities are not affected. After several days of tasting the various varieties of the best coffees in Panama, the international judges determined that the award for the best producer of the year goes to Lamastos Family Estate. Lamastos Family Estate also obtained first place in the natural process geisha coffee variety and in addition to fourth place for washed process geisha coffee. First place in geisha with a washed process went to the coffee producer Marcus Duran, who grows the beans in the mountains of Camiseta in Boquete in Chiriquí. Meanwhile, the varietal category first place went to Black Mountain Coffee, a bean called Chiroso from producer Hunter Tedman, produced in Boquete. For Wilford Lamastos, the prize won by the Panama Cup means consistency in work on the farm. It's a very close competition, but behind everything, there's a passion for producing the best coffee in the country. The Masters also congratulated all the best coffee lots that achieved high scores. That makes Panama's name very high when it comes to coffee, he stressed. There we go. That's it. There's our look for this Monday morning. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for today's programme.